How about a mulatto with especially light skin? You know, any special expressions for that?
Well, a Negro with especially light skin they call high yellow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. White people who aren't well off, haven't had a chance at education, especially those that are lazy and, you know, country people, what are they called?
White trash.
Yeah. Have you heard any other names for them?
No.
Can white trash be in the city or in the country?
Oh, sure.
Okay. How about some people who live out in the country? Naive people. Mountain people.
Oh, you mean names for them?
Yeah.
Rednecks, yokels, hooples, hicks, yahoos. That's a Texas term, I think. I picked that one up in the panhandle, you know.
Hillbillies?
Well, hillbillies, but that's sort of a, you know, in Nashville it's been too commercialized.
There's, oh yeah, well it has, you know, yeah.
There's hippie billies.
Oh, okay.
You know about them.
Well, I can imagine.
They're hippie hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay. Almost as bad as, in fact, they're worse than hippies. See, there's no hippies anymore. There's only hippie billies, you know.
Oh, and there are people long here and play country music?
No, you see, the hippies were the middle and upper class whites that became hippies. But now they're taking over their father's real estate firms and doing quite well, you know. They used to be into consciousness, but now they're into money.
Mm-hmm.
But people that were against the hippies at first, now they were a little bit late being hippies, and they don't have an opportunity to go into a family business, so they're the new hippies now. They're the ones that are still hippies.
Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with them, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay. If you want to know how many times, you ask how. Another word for how many times. Instead of saying how many times do you go into town, you say how.
How often?
Yeah. What's this part of your body?
The forehead?
Yeah, we're going to play parts of the body.
Oh, great. I've got some of my favorites, too.
Do you? I get to those.
Oh, too bad.
What's this?
Hair.
What's this on you?
Chin.
But the hair here?
Whiskers.
Okay. Will you please say the other word as well?
Beard.
Yeah. Okay, you got two of these, and you distinguish one from the other by the side of the body that it's on.
Left ear, right ear?
Yeah. You talk with your
mouth.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
And you get a chicken bone stuck in your
throat.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says, oh, I got to fill a cavity in that particular
tooth.
And what's the part around the teeth up here?
Gum.
And what's the inside of your hand called?
Palm.
Okay, and you might say he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Okay, and he shook his
fist.
Okay. And what do you call any place where you can bend a knee or fingers or whatever, any bendable place?
Joint.
Mm-hmm. And what's the upper part of a man's body?
The chest.
And you might say he's got broad
shoulders.
Okay. These are your
hands.
This is
your shin.
Okay, and the whole thing.
Your leg.
At the bottom of your leg is your
foot.
And you have two
feet.
And what are the back parts of the thighs? Like when you're squatting down, you might say I'm down.
Haunches.
Yeah. Would you ever say that?
Sure.
Okay. That's it.
If the occasion ever arose. Yeah.
Okay. Someone's been sick for a while, and he's up and around now, but still looks a bit
peaked.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe someone who can lift heavy weights?
Built.
Okay. Okay, what's it?
Muscular.
Right, what about someone who's not weak, he's...
Strong.
How about someone who's very easy to get along with?
Amiable.
How would you describe a horse that's easy to get along with?